voted heavily in that direction.
Governor, this is a question more for Marilyn and Kevin. Mm-hmm. See the same kind of lack of diversity that I saw here in this office 2 months ago when we were all gathered here. When I look at this release, there are two areas of the state conspicuously absent from these lists of meetups, and those are the areas of the state that have the greatest concern. Specifically, are there going to be meetups in Lake County and in Marion County, and when is this enterprise going to address the specific concerns of African Americans, particularly the African American community here in Indianapolis that's in six of the largest townships of this state?
Okay, I'd like to address that, and yes, we will be considering going to other areas of the state. This is just the beginning of our list. I want to talk about those inner city townships because I don't see the representatives of those poorest townships being upset that their citizens are being taxed more than anybody else in the county.
Marilyn, in fairness, there have been repeated invitations to the proponents of this to come to the African American community and state their case, and as of this moment, you all have refused.
I'm sorry, I haven't received those invitations. I'd be happy to go there. But let me just address the tax issue. There are 2% of the townships that provide 80% of the relief. And in those townships, you have the very poorest people in the state, and they are taxed more heavily than anybody else. And that is one of the reforms that the Kernan Shepherd proposal will make. We need to look at taxation, and we need to make sure that there's fair taxation. We need to look at how services are offered, and that those services are equal from one township to the next, so all poor people in the state have the same opportunity. And we also need to look at equal employment opportunities. We know that in most townships around the state, contracts are not advertised. There is rampant nepotism, so unless you're married to the township trustee, you don't have an opportunity to work in a township. Now, I think those are the big issues. And yes, we'd like to speak to the communities around. And Amos, I went to your office, but was turned away because obviously it was a time when you were very busy, but I'd be happy to come back.
What day are you and your proponents coming for 2 hours of prime radio time to discuss these issues, the soundbite that you just gave, as well as the major concerns that in all of this legislation, the description of how poor relief would be reformed is reduced to two sentences when there are pages and pages on how to reform fire departments?
The reason it's reduced to two sentences is that we're leaving it to count the communities in every county to work for a system that works best for their community. So there's maximum flexibility to provide contracts to Center Township or to whomever would like to make the proposal to provide poor relief if that works for the county. So we're trying to make it very flexible, and it's not being dictated by the state. That's why there are no page after page of discussion of how township poor relief would be provided, because it will be done community by community.
And if you've got 2 hours of open air time, tell us when it is and we'll be there.
And will that include African Americans? I still see no African Americans standing up here as proponents. Do they not exist?
Let's let somebody else in here.
Governor, are there any plans, any formal plans to sell these proposals